North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I'm coming to you from Bolton, Alabama at the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce, and I have with me Mr. Craig Johnston. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Craig.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Christmas time is coming.
It's here.
Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Yes. We're glad to be able to celebrate with family, friends, enjoy this time together. And like many places across the country, people are starting to get their Christmas trees up.
Yes.
They're starting to make plans for how they're going to celebrate. And that's no different here in Lawrence County, is it, Craig?
Absolutely. We are super excited about our 2021 season for Christmas on the Square. And we'll be kicking that off officially on December the 4th. And we are in high action right now, preparing and starting to decorate.
Now, sometimes we miss things. And one of the things that I missed, and maybe listeners have missed too, is the accolades that this particular event has gained over the years. Tell us about that.
Well, we started this event. This actually will be our third year for the Christmas on the Square program. We kicked this off 2 years ago. And last year, we were awarded by the Alabama State Commission Board as the number one best event for Christmas in Alabama. So we were extremely excited to have that that award placed on the show or the event. And it just, again, speaks to the hard work and energy that's involved with putting it together. And most importantly, the purpose of it was to make great Christmas memories.
As if there weren't already several reasons to come to Lawrence County, right?
Absolutely. Jesse Owens, Oakville Indian Mounds, our beautiful Joe Wheeler State Park, Joe Wheeler Home. We've got the R.A. Alexander Ball Fields. There's just so much. And can't go without mentioning Bankhead Forest, which is one of our biggest attractions. A lot of people come to hike the forest, Tipsy Wilderness. So we're an agriculture and tourism-based county, in fact. So people coming to view these things are a big part of our economy.
Well, positioned just south of Lauderdale County and to the east of Colbert County. So we're in a nice area here between Franklin, Colbert, Morgan, absolutely, Lauderdale counties. People in the Shoals area can come here easily accessible. And there may be people listening right now who weren't aware. Today is a good opportunity to bring awareness to that, including the Christmas on the Square event.
Absolutely. And this event, as I mentioned, actually kicks off on Saturday, December the 4th. This will be the kickoff or opening night of the event, but the trail is actually open from December the 4th until January 1st, 2022. It is just an incredible trail of trees, selfie or photo stations. There's going to be our event nights, including the opening night. The following Friday on the 10th of December is the Hot Chocolate Social. And then on the 17th, we have Miracle on Court Street, which is entirely focused on our children. There's going to be some surprises there, but excited things like carriage rides. There will be free hot chocolate, live entertainment. Santa Claus will be there. We have even Tiny Heine's traveling farm and petting zoo will be present on the 17th, where the animals will be dressed up in Christmas characters. So it's just going to be a remarkable season, and we're super excited about getting people to come visit us here in Lawrence County.
It's interesting that I'm able to talk to you today, Craig, because the reason that I'm here is not because I was here to talk about the right. Christmas event,
right.
But we're here because of Levi Smith and his Making a Difference from My Story to Yours effort. Channel 31 was down here, Alex Torres. She was here to interview Levi and his mom, Paige. One of the things that was mentioned during that conversation, and it does tie in together because Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association, Tammy Reist, founded the program called Second Helping. And this program, and listeners who have listened to the Mark White Show for some time know about Levi and know about Paige, and they know their story, and they've heard some of the podcasts from the Second Helping program. And this today is a great opportunity to talk about hospitality industry and also talk about people who want that second chance. Absolutely. And I know that now you've been given the reins to be a coordinator of this Second Helping program.
Absolutely. And obviously this program was at the heart of Tammy's passion with Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association and the many things that she does to affect our community. And this was something very important to her as they created this program a couple of years ago. And unfortunately, COVID sort of put it on hold. But we are now gearing up to really push this program. I have been given the opportunity to become the program coordinator with AMLA and super excited about the impact, as in the reason we're here today talking about Levi's story. This program is entirely focused on helping those individuals that have had a past, a history of potential opioid abuse or other types of drugs that maybe have found it challenging as they've tried to reacclimate themselves to society, to start over and have a chance to really succeed and make a positive impact to society. And this makes the connections for them. It helps take away that stigma or that fear of being immediately rejected because of a past. This program is designed to tie those individuals that are willing to hire people who have had a past and connect them to those individuals that have a past and are looking for jobs. So it helps them walk forward into society in a very positive way, get a job that will help them become more productive in a much faster and smoother process. And ultimately, we're just making people better. And that's what this is all about.
I really don't like to talk about problems without solutions. And obviously there are challenges, and coming from a law enforcement background myself, understanding those challenges when you want to find a job for someone who's in recovery can be difficult.
Absolutely.
What are some of the challenges you're seeing at the onset, at the beginning of this process for Second Helping?
I think obviously getting more education out there for people to understand, you know, that people who have a past that have made a mistake, they're not terrible people. They are just people like any of us. We all make mistakes. And this is first initially educating people to understand that often those individuals are the ones that will work the hardest. They'll put everything into that job trying to prove themselves that they can be successful, they can be productive and return to society in a positive way. And quite often they're some of the best candidates. They work the hardest and they'll give you the commitment and most often that time that you need them to be there, whereas some people jump from job to job quite quickly because they're chasing a dollar. These individuals are trying to prove themselves. They're trying to prove that they can be something and accomplish something. And that ability to breach that gap or bridge that gap and help people understand what's important about them seeing the opportunity and having the opportunity available, I think is most important. So just getting past the challenge of employers opening their willingness to hire, and then of course helping those individuals connect to the resources, which is what Second Helping is all about.
And we've talked about this before, the people who are willing to give these folks a second chance are special people.
Absolutely.
They have a heart that says, you know what, I know that person's had a problem, but they're working on it, and I want to help to make their life better. And so someone listening right now who maybe has a business owner, and they're looking for employees, I see signs everywhere. People are looking for employees. If they're willing to take that step, there's a opportunity here with Second Helping.
Absolutely. And again, I think just making the connection for those individuals that, again, often starts with fear and this trepidation that they would never be considered, and so they don't even fill out applications. And what helps them reacclimate themselves to society and become more positive and make a positive influence is actually being able to have a chance. And that's what this is about. The Second Helping is that idea that I get that second chance to do something great, and those people that are willing to open their opportunities to these individuals that might have a past, they're not just giving them a job, they're actually changing their lives.
And if someone were to go to secondhelpingjobs.com, right now it may be limited in what they could find as far as those jobs, but we're hoping that if someone goes to secondhelpingjobs.com, they see what this is about, and then they want to be part of it, then we want them to connect with you, Craig.
Absolutely.
And help to make this happen for these people who are really trying to make a change in their life.
Absolutely. Our vision is that we end up with a website full of opportunities that these individuals can apply to. You do not have to be a member of Alabama Mountain Lakes Association to actually be a part of this program. This is open to anyone in any particular business within the tourism or hospitality industry. We want to help and encourage all businesses to succeed and get this opportunity to allow these individuals to find those job opportunities out there.
Right now, we're talking to Craig Johnston here at the Chamber of Commerce in Lawrence County, Alabama, in Moulton. And we're also talking about the Christmas on the Square event from December 4th to January 1st. Craig, if you'll stick with me, we'll talk some more about this event, how people can be a part of it, because I know you took a call earlier for someone wanting a tree, so there's an opportunity there to still be a sponsor to have a tree.
Potentially,
and
yes.
Be a part of this effort, right?
There is, yes.
Okay, so if you'll stick with me, we'll continue this conversation. Folks, you are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Yes, I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Won't your dad to watch him play?
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now I'm coming to you from Moulton, Alabama in Lawrence County, more specifically at the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce, and I have with me Craig Johnston. We've been talking about Christmas on the Square. We've been talking about the Second Helping Program, thanks to Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Craig.
Thank you, and thanks again for this opportunity to talk today.
Glad to have you. And I know we're excited about the holidays. As we mentioned, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Family starts to get together, and I know I saw a lot of posts several days ago where people were saying, not Christmas yet, not Christmas yet. It's not Thanksgiving yet. Let's get through Thanksgiving. We're almost there.
We are.
And by the end of tomorrow, Thanksgiving will be officially over. Then can we start talking about Christmas? Because we kind of have to get started now, especially if a person wants to be a sponsor and wants to be part of this type of event. They've got to get on it before Christmas hits us hard.
Absolutely. In fact, the Christmas on the Square program started back at the 1st of October. And so we are actually in the final days. Our trees are being set this weekend, and people that are sponsoring trees will be picking those to decorate starting Tuesday. I think at the moment we may have a couple of trees left, but we are so excited that this year, as opposed to starting this 2 years ago with right at 100 trees, we are close to 170 trees on our trail, 23 different photo or selfie spots for those memory opportunities for your family. So it's going to be a spectacular trail this year, and our opening, our special hot chocolate night, and Miracle on Court Street night, all of these events will tie in new things that we've added to this experience for the community this year.
One of those trees is designated for Levi Smith and making a difference from my story to yours.
Absolutely.
He messaged me and he said, hey, Mark, do you have an ornament? I don't have Christmas ornaments for the Mark White Show, but I went ahead and ordered some ornaments and I've ordered some stickers, and I'm going to make a Mark White Show ornament.
Awesome.
And it's going to go on the tree here in Lawrence County for Levi Smith and his making a difference from my story to yours effort.
Awesome. And I think that that is just another testament to how everything that we do and we're involved in when we're trying to help the community or working with an organization or being a part of a program like Christmas on the Square, everything ties together in the end. And, you know, that representation is going to be awesome on the Square. So we're looking forward to seeing that tree. And that's what the sponsors do, an amazing job of representing their companies, but also sending that positive Christmas message that there's a community around you to support you and to be there for you. So we're super excited about this year.
Well, and if there's ways that people can help, and if it's down to two trees and someone wants to purchase one of those trees this year, how can they do that, Craig?
Well, the program is always open to sponsorship, and we're very pleased this year that we had more corporate and individual sponsors step up just to donate money to the program. 100% of every dollar that is paid for sponsorship of a tree or a particular decoration or selfie station, every single penny goes back to this program on the square. And the goal that we set when we started this, which is actually through our committee, we call it COTS Committee, Christmas on the Square Committee. And it's made up of not just the Lawrence County Chamber, but the chamber, members from the local Lawrence County Commission, local business owners, some community volunteers, and several individuals throughout the community. As a committee together, the goal that we set was to sort of create our own Lawrence County Hallmark moment every year. And so the goal is that we walk away every year with amazing Christmas memories and something that people can talk about for years to come. And we've had incredible things happen, including the last few years. We've had multiple engagements that happen even during the trail. And so, I mean, it's amazing how people have got involved, and it's become such a great place for memories. That's the ultimate goal. We want people to walk away with an experience they'll never forget.
I know we've loaded people up between Christmas on the Square and Second Helping Program. There's many ways that people can make a difference. There's many opportunities out there for people to find their place. And, you know, during the holiday season in particular, we have a lot of people who are struggling. They need us. They need us to show them kindness. They need an encouraging word. We have the ability to do that through various ways and means.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad that we can sit and talk today, and I'm proud of Levi Smith and his Making a Difference from My Story to Yours effort. And the fact that I wouldn't be talking to you right now if Levi didn't message me and say, hey, Mark, can you come down? Because 31's going to be interviewing me about this effort, and him doing what he's doing along with his mom, Paige. This is making a difference in action.
Absolutely. I mentioned something earlier as we were talking that I think is so powerful, that each of us has energy with what we're passionate about, and we can do great things. But when we come together, that creates synergy. And I'll quote Tammy Reese, you mentioned her earlier. One of her favorite quotes is from Helen Keller. Alone we can do good, but together we can do so much more. And I think that's the sheer message here. The better and the bigger we can get the message of hope out there to people, that there are people that can help them and be concerned for them and offer a light at the end of the tunnel, that's what it's about every day.
That's great. Craig Johnston, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about Christmas on the Square and Second Helping Program.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Folks, I want you to contact the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce. Get involved with Lawrence County. If you're from this area, maybe you want to be a sponsor this year for the Christmas on the Square event. And also on the, yes, give them, that's what I was looking for. You can, for more information, you can give them a call at 256-974-0663 or 256-974-1658. Give Craig Johnston a call here at the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce. And then if you want to find out more about the Second Helping Program, go to secondhelpingjobs.com. I'm happy to try to help however I can, so if you have any questions, you can reach out to me, and I will make sure that I connect you with the right person. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope that you're encouraged and inspired by this show today, and that you will share this show with your family, your friends, your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Hey folks, right now I'm with Quentin Ingram as we talk about the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway taking place at Foodland in Elgin.
Hey, this is Quentin Ingram. I just wanted to let y'all know that we are receiving donations, bicycles that you want to bring out. I will be there 7 to 5 almost every day. You can reach the store at 256-247-1958. Or you can reach me on my cell phone, which is 256-275-6275.
We hope you'll support the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway in honor of Antonio Dion Clark Jr.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.